This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across the country with clear skies expected in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. A pleasant evening to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports, amid a U.S.-Iran deal, the IDF claims Hezbollah continues attacking troops in southern Lebanon. Earlier today, Beirut stated one was dead in an Israeli strike on a car. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that the Trump administration considers a $300 billion fund if Iran maintains a ceasefire. This fund aims to attract investment into Iran's energy resources. Also this hour, JNS highlights that senior U.S. officials affirm Israel's right to defend against Hezbollah attacks under the U.S.-Iran deal. The ceasefire agreement is not a one-way street. Separately, I-24 News reports a senior U.S. official says Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon isn't a condition of the Iran deal. If Iran can't control Hezbollah, Israel is free to respond. And finally, Axios reports Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This action could unravel negotiations and reignite the conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, stated just minutes ago that Trump's deal represents a face-saving climb down. Dr. John Gazvinian, a historian, argues this reflects a retreat from a failed strategy. Lizzie Savetsky, a well-known activist, shared earlier today that 1,500 Zionist Jews gathered in New York City tonight. They raised $20 million for life-saving services in Israel. Belaz News, a popular news account, mentioned an hour ago that retired U.S. Army General Jack Keane criticized Trump's Iran deal. He questioned the source of the proposed $300 billion fund. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ongoing tensions, the Times of Israel details how Hezbollah's actions are escalating. This comes as the U.S.-Iran ceasefire negotiations continue. The situation remains volatile, risking wider regional conflict. Turning to financial implications, the Jerusalem Post outlines the potential $300 billion U.S. dollar investment fund. This hinges on Iran's compliance, but promises significant economic opportunities if realized. The fund could transform Iran's energy sector. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Israel's stance in the U.S.-Iran deal. Senior U.S. officials clarify that Israel's right to self-defense remains intact. This assurance is crucial for maintaining regional stability and Israel's security. In a related development, I-24 News provides insight into Israel's strategic decisions. The U.S. official indicates that Israel's actions in Lebanon remain independent of the Iran deal. This flexibility is vital for Israel's military operations. Finally, the report from Axios on Iran's missile launch underscores the fragility of the ceasefire. This aggressive move could derail diplomatic efforts and escalate military engagements. The implications for regional peace are significant. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Israel's defense giant Elbit will phase out Chinese vehicles from its fleet. This decision follows IDF restrictions and growing global scrutiny of Chinese automakers. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a lawsuit by an Israeli hotel chain against a Houston boutique. The dispute centers around the use of the King David Hotel name, which the Israeli chain claims is unauthorized. And finally, Walla Business shares insights from an economics professor warning about premature layoffs. The expert argues there's no clear evidence that AI justifies widespread job cuts in the high-tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.